Laid Back Camp is pretty great. I just finished this, and I say that all the time. I open everything up with, I just finished this show. But yes, I just finished this show about 30 minutes ago, and it's probably the top 5 best anime of 2018. And I say that non-ironically. This show is awesome, and it's not awesome in the way that it's super game-changing or it does anything super special. It's just really easy to watch from the sense that, like, it's about camping and it makes me like camping, and I hate outside. Like, this makes me like outside, and I hate outside in the way that most people dislike the outside. And but this show makes me love outside, and also it makes outside, like the outdoor realm, look super awesome. And just a sense that it makes it look real. It makes like the backgrounds and everything, that's like the best part of the show. The backgrounds are the best part. It just looks so real. It looks like a lot of love and energy went into making the backgrounds. And I know maybe a lot of backgrounds don't get a lot of love these days, but this deserves the love that I'm giving it right now. And this show has a super calm atmosphere. Like, when you watch it, when you sit down to watch it, it's one of those shows where it's super easy to watch. It's super easy to binge. It's just about these, like, 5 girls that camp. And it starts out with about 1 girl that camps. And then there's a club where they camp. And they're like, hey, let's go camping. And then that's it. They just have a camping club. And they go camp. And that's like that's the best part of the show. There's other stuff, like there's funny things. This show's pretty funny. But like the best parts of the show are when they are camping and doing camping things. And it's not like the best show. Like, it's not the best show in the sense that, like I said at the beginning, it's not super crazy. It's not super game changing. It doesn't do anything where you're gonna go, wow, this show is special. It's just special in the sense that I like to watch it, and I like to sit down and just watch this show, and it makes me feel good. It makes me laugh, makes me smile. And I have to say one thing. They had a thing on Twitter. They had a little poll, this person on Twitter, I don't remember their name, and they had a little poll thing, and it said, who is the best waifu of 2018? And it was like the girl Mai from Bunny Senpai and some other 3 people. And it had Nadeshiko, which is the pink haired girl on the show. And she deserves more. Like, I just kept seeing Mai. Every single message was just that. Like, oh, you gotta know, it's Mai. And I haven't seen Bunny Senpai yet, and I really want to. I heard it's really good. I thought it was gonna be one of those shows where it's just like an ecchi show. That's what it looked like. But it's apparently not that, and it's apparently about something a lot more deep. Maybe it's not, but that's what I heard. And so I gotta watch that show. But Nadeshiko doesn't get a lot of love from people, apparently, at least what I've seen. No love there, and there needs to be. She's awesome. She's amazing. So vote for her, number one. And another thing I like is the ending theme of this show. Like, all the music in this show is super calm. It's like guitar and just like really, really gets you in the mood to just relax, sit on the couch and watch camping. And the ending song is like really, it just encapsulates the whole feeling of the show. It's just super calm. And I want to hear a full version. I got to hear like a 5-minute version of this song because it's so good. And it's just so chill. And I hate doing this. I hate doing segues. I have to go to the story part because all the animation parts are done. I like the whole animation. The look of the show is really good. And another thing I like is, I like how I repeated. This might be a repeat thing. I really like how they teach about camping. Like, it teaches like types of tents, types of sleeping bags, types of gas, like types of what's it called, the show, what are they called, like the fire starters, the types of gas lanterns. That makes sense. Yeah. And how those work, and they teach you like different types of those and like pricing, and like sometimes they have a pine cone that talks. He says yo. And there's like a watermelon who talks, I think, or something. Like two things that say like what's up, and it's like really cool, and which is amazing. And another thing, this might be like a weird talking point, but this show is would never ever come out in the United States. Like a show like this, like this is a show that's like, hey, how about a show about camping, people camping, not like a reality show that like where people go to a campsite and like cause drama. No, like just people that camp. And this show would never come out in any medium in the United States. And which is kind of a shame, because I feel like the US doesn't take advantage of niche markets. Like, hey, what's going to appeal to the biggest demographic? And then that's what gets made. And this show is just like super niche. It's like niche, but it's not at the same time. Like anybody could sit down and watch and enjoy this show. Even me, who hates outside. So that's a thing. And so it's super niche in the sense that like, it's about people camping. It's about high school girls camping, and that's it. But it's also not super niche because it's really easy. It's really accessible. I just could sit down and watch it, and anybody could sit down and watch it and enjoy it. And it's really cool. And in like the teaching part, like where it teaches a viewer about camping, reminds me of Dagashi Kashi, which is a show where it teaches you about like snacks in Japan. And this has a little wider appeal because camping isn't just Japanese. So like if you want to learn like stuff about camping, that's really good. But yeah, this show is like super easy to binge. It's super easy to watch. It's a great slice of life show. And slice of life shows are my shit. So I'll sit down and watch those. I like slice of life shows way more than I like a long ass shonen show, like a shonen anime. Those are like, I've said this before, I think I've tweeted this before to no response, but shonen is overrated. This might be a little rant at the end of this. Shonen is super overrated. Not in the sense that it's bad or it's not as good as people say it is. It's the fact that like those are the shows where people just like freak out about them, like, oh, My Hero Academia and One Piece and Naruto. Those are the three shows that I see on Twitter all the time. Like only those three shows. Like, I love One Piece. I love this. Or here's a scene from One Piece that gave me the goosebumps and made me cry a little bit. And tears running down my face during the entire scene of And it's really odd because there's more shows. And there's a tweet that says, My Hero Academia is an amazing show. It's a wonderful show. But it's not the only anime. It's an amazing anime, but it's not the only anime that exists. Same thing with One Piece. Same thing with like Bleach. I see Bleach a lot. But like, there's only three shows I see. And Shonen is just like super long, and it's hard to get into. Like, I like part of me just wants to sit down and watch One Piece or watch Naruto. I'm watching Naruto right now, but part of me just wants to sit down and watch One Piece or sit down and watch My Hero Academia, which is shorter, and sit down and watch those shows. But like, Shonen is like super full of filler. Like, it's known for having filler in it. But like, if you don't watch the show as it's coming out, it's really hard to just sit down and watch, because it's really hard to find the time to sit down and watch 700 episodes of One Piece. I know people have pride in doing that. Like, I just finished season 1000 of One Piece and my life is extremely great right now. But at the same time, I could have watched like 300 shows in that time span. I could have sat down and watched any show. And it's hard for me, again, it's hard for me to do a long show for like while I do this show, like while I do the show, because it's going to take a long time. Like, I like to take my time watching shows, even though I make an episode every 4 days. I like to take my time. I like to watch like a couple episodes at a time so I can do my reviews in a in-depth fashion. I know this episode wasn't really in-depth that much. I just like laid back camp. It's simple. Watch it now. But yeah, shonen shows are really, really just overrated in general. You can fight me on that one. You can fight me to the death. I will take you on. But anyway, follow me on Twitter. I'm at Grammary House. That's it. Follow me there. I've reached 200 followers recently, and my first step to world domination has been completed. And you all will bow at my feet one day. But that day may be a long ways away. So follow me on Twitter. Do some stuff. Leave a review on Apple iPodcasts. That's what it's called. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review wherever you can leave a review, because it'll help me out a little bit. Not a lot. It'll help me out a tiny bit. And I appreciate all the help you can give. Every giving, every give, every word is great that helps me. So you're great. You're all great. I love great things. See you later, great people.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.